You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at Lotro from a casual point of view.
Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com, the world's best Ventrilo hosting system. But they also do TeamSpeak and Mumble, and I hear that they're working on Morse code. For those of you who are truly old school, use the code TOMORDOR on checkout to get your 25% off your first month. Or, if you're feeling like you want a gaming system because, you know, Riders of Rohan's coming out, Windows 8's coming out, Guild Wars 2's coming out, Mists of Pandaria coming out, what other?
I don't know. I'm playing games that are old. Skyrim, I mean. Like, everybody's done with Skyrim but me.
Hey, and there's weekly store sales. I mean, I don't know if Skyrim's been on sale, but I know Orcs Must Die has been on sale on
Skyrim
Steam quite
on
a bit.
Skyrim was on sale. I almost bought it for the PC because I have it for the Xbox. Right? I didn't mean to hit the mic. Sorry.
That's right.
I have it for the Xbox, but
if you're looking for a new gaming,
it's nice
system,
on the big. Yeah. It's nice on the big screen.
Yeah, which your doghouse system big screen. Yeah,
it does have a big wide screen, and yeah, it is beautiful.
Use the code TOMORDOR, get twice the RAM. It's like, I don't know. It's maybe like, depending on how much you get, $100, $200 off. Right. Can't get cheaper than free.
Free.
All right. So we want to thank our sponsors. And you know what? I'm going to thank the people who donated this week.
We usually do.
Yeah, but I'm going to thank them at the beginning. Because okay, we're also made possible by Austin E. And, of course, Middle Earth Network, who is kind enough to host our website.
Yep.
So just going to go ahead and thank them as well. So what did you do this week? Other person that I should thank for the website, considering that you have a major part to do with that.
Not this week. Well, this was the final week for me. I'm changing jobs. Monday, I start my new job. So this week, I have been hustling and everything to get everybody else ready to do my current job so that I can go away. And so I apologize for not having as much out this week. But this week, I didn't even get to play that much. I've been hustling like a mad person all over the place, even when I'm home. And I only played Dumb Time this week. I haven't even done the festival since the guide, which is sad because I want to. I just don't have time. But Dumb Time this week, we went to Felgashan again. We completed hard mode this time on the dungeon. That dungeon is stupid with all the outfit ridiculousness that goes on. And then I kept having problems. Like, we walk in, and first of all, I screwed up because I got, I kneaded on the outfit. And they're like, you're not supposed to knead on the outfit because you're the burglar and you can hide. And I'm like, whatever. So we reset everything and did it again. And I didn't take a stupid outfit, even though I'm the only one who really wanted the outfit. And then
it's not like you can keep the outfit though.
Doesn't matter. So I hid and I was sneaking around and everything was fine. And then we were supposed to we got like all but one. I think you were the only one who didn't have the outfit. And so we were all going to go up there and I was just going to sneak behind them. And for some reason at this one corner, these unaware orcs were very freaking aware and they killed me every time. So I was having problems with sneaking, and I'm not a sneak burglar, so it could be that my sneak level is not that great, but I think that something happened because I was standing there when an orc was alerted, and I think that I got bugged somehow that I wasn't truly being sneaked through there when I tried to come back through there. But I was having a whole trouble sneaking, and I wasn't allowed to have a outfit, so I just died a lot, and then they would dress me, and I didn't like it. It was annoying, but we got hard mode done, so that's cool.
Yay! I stood at the door a lot, because I got to play too. Obidum wasn't there because, well, he's not cool enough to be like me.
Actually, I think he was like in the reserves that weekend.
Whatever. Servant for the country. not cool as me. Either way, I'm just kidding. So they tolerated me being there three levels below everybody else. We all have my captain.
Yeah, we already had a captain.
You can have more than one captain, okay?
I don't see why. Considering you have 370 alts, you had to pick the same one that somebody already had.
Yes, I said Hoppydom is leveling a captain, so I have to level one now.
You have a million alts. You have no other alts this level.
No. None.
Well, I guess I'd just be lucky that you didn't have a burglar.
Why? Oh, yeah, I would have died a lot. Although I do have plus stealth items on that character.
I don't think it was my stealth, because I stealthed up there just fine, helping Sodom find the costumes, and then I came back, and then we went, and those unaware orcs were like, hey, I can see that helmet right there.
Poor Dummy Dumb died a lot, too.
Yeah.
And Lady Dumb. And me.
We were not pleased with the...
No, everybody was complaining about the dungeon. And it's interesting. You know, I think Warg Pens was one of the last ones that had some really stealth kind of gimmick in it. And they
it's not a stealth gimmick. You don't need a burglar to do it.
No, you don't. But it still has... I don't know. The whole theme of it's interesting.
It was a different idea and probably something that they thought was really cool. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll do this. And they have to wear outfits and sneak past orcs. You say it like that, I'm all down. I'm like, what? I get to dress up like an orc and sneak around? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
But
just didn't pull off.
Just gathering of the outfits. And then poor Merrick had to sit at the entrance for like a half an hour while we got out.
To be fair, if we didn't want hard mode, we could have blown through it pretty easily.
Right, because you can't kill the sentries.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. There's little mobs in there that ring bells, and if they see you, and if you don't have the right outfit on, and if we didn't do that, we would have blown through it. So, anyways, after dumb time, I went with the legendary, or the epic quest line, and did actually just tonight got 60.
Congratulations!
I'm out of Moria. I have the faction with Lothlorien. Because I finished up volume 2, book 6.
So, and are you going to pick another character now, or are you just going to continue with the captain?
Yeah, I'm going to continue with him, I think, for right now. Mm-hmm. I am enjoying him. He's fun. I am annoyed, though. Okay, so one of the worst things about being a captain, or anybody who doesn't group, is that when you have a res-based deed, like the captain does, mm-hmm. you find out... At level 60, you haven't even done one out of the 100 that you're supposed to do. In fact, it doesn't even have the ring in it because you're not progressing on it. Yeah, I don't know if anybody would ever ask me to heal anyways, but Lotro...
You don't need to heal as a captain. Then captains can do other stuff.
Yeah, but the Blood of Numenor trait is well beyond my grasp.
We helped Hoppy because not only can you... you have to be like in combat to res or whatever. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah,
I don't think so. Maybe not. It's just like a one-time thing, but it has a cooldown. It's not like
yeah,
my minstrel
it has a
one
huge,
that I can
long
spit.
Cooldown.
Right. It's not like my minstrel one that I can just like spit out as many times as I want to. So for a while there, when we were helping Hoppy get his deed at the end of every dumb time, we'd all like jump in a pool of acid or.
Yeah,
or just some way to suicide ourselves so that he could tick up his res deed.
All right, so looking at the chat crew, Madrick says the res trait isn't really that necessary. That's true, but I'm kind of a completionist, and it bugs me that I haven't used it. Although, to be fair, when we were fighting the last boss, Phil Gashon, I had used it so much I didn't know where it was on my bars. And so Adam Kickman says... They do have two reses, one in combat, one out of combat. And Andang says, I would want Merrick to heal. I know I would die, but it would be fine. I do spam heals. I do have Rallying Cry going pretty much as possible.
And sure.
Have the cooldown trait on my emblem. So, no, I'm done with Moria. I'll be heading into Mirkwood because now begins the quest line where it's like, go to Lothlorien. Now go back to Chamber of Crossroads. Now go back to Lothlorien.
I hate that too.
Now go back to Chamber of Crossroads. Because
you get all excited. You're like, yeah, I made it out of Moria. I'm awesome. And then they're like, no, no, no. You have to go back in there.
I went to the 21st Hall after going, because you know you have to go down to the Foundations of Stone. Yeah. I found out when I got back to the 21st Hall, because that's where one of my milestones is set. Somebody was in such a hurry to get the epic line done that they forgot to click on the Stable Master when they were down there.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be... Next time I want to go down there, it's like back to Orc Watch and then riding on down. I did end up with being kindred to both the guards and the miners. I didn't buy the goat, though, because I just...
I only have one. I don't know.
My champ... Okay, my champ wasn't using... XP accelerators, which I totally was.
Oh.
Because they've been on sale, so... And I had some from lotteries. And, yeah, he does not earning as much money as the champion was. He's only at 5 gold, which is really sad.
He only has 5 gold.
Yeah, I know. So, it's really sad. But, no. He's so heading into Mirkwood. I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I like it. I like the captain so far. It's a lot of fun.
That's good. My captain's a jeweler. She doesn't do anything. Honestly, I'm horrible at melee. It's just what it is. I think I stink at melee with the burglar too. Because I don't like chasing things around. I have to like target Lady Dumb's target and then I have to find out where Lady Dumb's target is and make sure I'm poking it in the butt. It's a pain in the butt. Like when I'm playing my minstrel, I'm just like, oh, is that guy in range? Awesome. I can do whatever I want to him.
Right. Yeah. The burglar, though, solo, it's a lot of fun. It's horrible. I have all this, like, solo, it's really fun, but...
No, I'm having a ton of fun. I'm just saying I'm probably not the best burglar in the whole wide world, because I'm not the best burglar in the whole wide world.
Fair enough. All right. Heading to Town Crier. Eventually.
I was like, maybe? Yes?
And now, the town crier.
All right, so, a fair amount of news this week.
Yep.
Of course, there was the community update. Came out. Thank you, Sapience, for coming out. Although I would like to encourage the rest of the CM team, if possible, Celestrada, Clover, anybody else. We'd like to see your faces again or two, depending. Not that I have any problem with Sapience.
I'm saying you have a problem with Sapience?
I have no problem with Sapience. The only reason I can think is that Sapience has more experience speaking as far as to... Not only to the LOTRO community, but he was, has radio experience as well, if I remember correctly.
That's cool.
So he may be more comfortable.
We should have asked him about that when we talked to him.
Totally should have.
Yeah. How can we be better at talking and the thing?
Well, you could actually have knowledge of LOTRO. We're out.
Shoot.
All right. 2 years down the drain. We're done.
Three.
Three Actually. Years. Oh, wow. Well, yeah, three. That's right. All right, so check your... I think the only thing that we won't be talking about is check your invites for the betas.
Yeah, they said they sent out more beta invites.
So check your spam filters. If you can see the Bull Roar forums, I believe that's the...
Yeah,
that's
they're
one
saying
the way
that
you
if,
know.
Because they're saying that some emails are coming back as invalid. Somebody's got a... old email address attached to their account or something that doesn't work anymore, but they're trying to invite you. So if you come to the LOTRO forums and you see the Bull Roar forums, that means that you're in and you just didn't get your email.
All right, so first up, new track from Chance Thomas.
Yay!
This one is called Theme for Rohan. Hate it. I'm kidding. Somebody mentioned Firefly in the comments, and yeah, I totally get that.
You're messing up my air violin. Shut up.
Nobody sees you.
You see me. Shut up.
I'm going to strongly encourage seeing people in the chat room. Seriously going to encourage Turbine to throw this soundtrack into iTunes and Amazon. Everybody else does it. Why not? I'd buy it. Very beautiful. All right, so if you want to hear more about Chance Thomas, Massively had an incredible interview with Chance Thomas, specifically SIP of Massively and BioBreak.
That's a weird way to say it. Specifically SIP.
Specifically SIP.
No,
that's his next column. Specifically SIP.
There you go. I think he means to say that SIP did the interview.
Yeah, he did. The interview. And it was a great interview. I don't know. I know the OneRing.net had an interview with Chance Thomas. I personally thought it was not very good.
Boring. Sorry.
Well, it was short, and for somebody who went to Chance Thomas's studios, it was incredibly short. So, I mean, there was more opportunity to speak to Chance Thomas about it. And SIP, you know, SIP rocked it. So,
yeah, it was
thank
good
you very it. Much.
Yes. Check that out. Dev Diary. Captains.
Yay.
I'm out.
You're out. All right. So Captain Dev Diary is pretty good. Three new skills. Improve Valiant Strike, which gives a low heal over time. Hands of Healing will significantly increase the HOT. It's fellowship wide in a range of 30 meters, which is pretty good. Improved War Cry, which will also add an additional 5% damage bonus to the existing attack beats buff. That's good. Inspiring Blade of Elendil is very interesting. Okay, so it's level 83. The damage over time is increased. There is also a chance of a power heal when defensive strike is used. And the caster also gets a self buff, which he can use in three different ways, depending on which skill he uses next. If he uses Words of Courage, there will be an additional 20% to that morale heal, which is fellowship-wide. If they use Shadow's Lament, they will get plus 20% to the damage. And Threatening Shout will become an AoE with three max targets. If Echoing Shout trait is active, it will give six max targets, which is really interesting. Just some interesting thoughts all over the board here. No.
You don't know.
I don't know. Overall, I thought it was pretty good. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Because they also got... I thought they also got another... Yes, there's an out-of-combat revive that is being added at level 40.
Right.
As well as some additional changes that I think other people will enjoy. So, I'm reading my own article.
It was that good.
Yes, it was that good. Let's see. There is a new weapon legacy, battle states, and defeat response duration, which will increase the responses to 5 seconds. A lot of people kind of gave that a thumbs down. They thought that, considering what other ones that were out there, that this was not as good as... there's just not enough room on the LI and not enough points to go around where they would consider using this. Overall, it's good. It's decent.
But nobody's seen it yet either. Yeah, you can wait nobody's seen it. It might make it awesome.
Some discussion for where that goes. I'm wondering if that new res will be tied to the res deed. Here's hoping.
So you can finish that?
So I can drop you off a cliff like you did me, and I can res you.
I'm busy.
You're not that busy. Not if you're watching Downton Abbey, you're not.
I can watch Downton Abbey and then jump off with Safefall and then be like, oops, I didn't die. Darn it.
Yep. All right, another Dev Diary, which I know you're out on. Champions.
Champions, not my forte. Don't even own one.
All right, Horde of the Champions is a completely new skill. It's got a 30-second cooldown, totally based on managing aggro. That appears to be all it does. It's a targeted 30-meter range AoE threat generation and glory stance and no stance, so that'll increase your threat. There's a point-blank AoE threat reduction in ardor, and the single target threat reduction in fervor, which I, now that I'm proofreading it, I did not put that it was fervor. Fantastic. All right, improved bracing attack, level 80, adds a hot effect. Both the heal and hot will always trigger.
Wait, which, champions are having a hot effect?
Well, they already had a heal. Oh. Bracing attack, yeah.
Okay. And why don't they use it? Sorry.
They do.
Well, it's they obviously no good because I still have to heal the poop out of them.
I use it all the time. And improved wild attack, level 83, adds 5% critical hit chance for buff. I'm going to be honest. Overall, I thought it was a really short one. This one was even shorter than the burglar.
Maybe it just means that.
Yeah, I mean, they just got good. a pretty huge revamp.
Clean up there.
Also, Merciful Strike is going to be changed with 3 fervor. Merciful Strike will deal about the same damage as Brutal Strikes with 5. The low end of Merciful Strike damage will be right around the high ends of Brutal Strike. So pretty high damage. Also, the Deadly Storm trait line has been changed. It'll be focusing on certain skills. Phaidon's exhaustion effect has been modified. Several legendary item legacies have been replaced with new ones. I have no opinion on those. I don't know. Overall, it seems...
You end every dev diary with like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, some people like Skyle, who is in the chat room, says he likes the legacy changes, bracing attacks upgrade, and the new skill, but he does not like the buff change. Okay, no. I like the buff. I'm in AoE, meaning just storm. Okay, so he says he'll use Blade Wall and Swift Blade for fervor generation.
Fever,
I know. But he won't use Wild Attack 1 and Death Storm, so he'd like it better. If the buff went with the stance. Ardor is his main AoE stance, so he'd like the buff applied to the Blade Wall. And if he was in Fervor, he would like the effect Wild Attack. All right. Oh, and Ayalinda says one thing that is in the diary but not in the article is that the changes to the ally legacies plus hamstring range legacy has been changed with plus skill bubble strength legacy. Yeah, I did that because I still want people to read the article. And somebody actually yelled at me one time because they're like, why didn't you just say I didn't have to read the PDF? Okay, sorry.
I don't know. Don't read it.
The legacy to change the bubble strength is by percentage. Makes it really nice. It is a really good. And the hamstring I always thought was a piece of poop anyway, so... Hamstring range, I really don't care. I can either hit them or I can't. So it's not that big deal. I can run a little bit faster. It's not, I don't mind. Plus, we all know the hunter's going to shoot it down anyways.
Cheers.
Moving on. The game's radar had a Riders of Rohan preview.
Had some stuff in it.
Yeah, things. Nothing new.
No, there's nothing really new. I mean, it wasn't a bad article or anything. It's just the same... information that we've been getting for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, same. PC Gamer had one too. We just kind of feel bad if we don't mention these guys because Gamers Radar and PC Gamer are nice, and you know, we know
there's nothing wrong with their articles. It's just you know me, I'd tell you if it's crap. So there's nothing wrong with these articles.
They're just late to the game.
Yeah, they're just a couple weeks after other articles that we've already talked about. So, yeah.
And last but not least, official downtime on Monday, August 6th, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. There will be patch notes released.
Yeah, so there's an upgrade to the game coming on Monday. So we're going to have actual patch notes Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm guessing small little fixes, important fixes.
Yeah, I'm not expecting anything significant here, but they got to clean up things and it's probably going to have some, you know, pre-Rohan stuff put in there too. They're probably starting to prep little changes here that are not going to affect our current gameplay.
All right, moving on to developer bites. Turbine is looking into the functionality of Starlit crystals when it comes to the maximum item level. People got upset. I don't know if we mentioned this. We kind of talked about it, I think, last time, where
people have been buying the Starlight Crystals from the store, and they say level 75. So somebody, I think we talked about this, where we mentioned that they were on, where something was on sale, or they were on sale, and we said,
what
you know,
was on sale?
I think Starlight Crystals were.
Okay.
And we mentioned, I think I said, you know, be careful what you buy in the store, because if it has a Magnusman target level, and you buy it with intention of using it on...
later or something.
Yeah, later on in Rohan, you might be very upset. And that's exactly what happened. Because, and they actually had a good point, because they said that in the description, it doesn't say that it has a maximum target level. Whereas other things that do have maximum target levels do say it in this subscription. So they're looking. They said they're looking into that functionality.
Are they looking into the functionality, or just like to fix their text?
I don't know. That's all they said.
Okay.
We will look into the functionality. Thank you. As in, oops. also, the 100% XP token is still being worked on, but it should be back in the store soon.
Yeah, that was removed a couple weeks ago. It was supposed to be a new item.
And people are like, yeah, somebody still had problems with it. There's also for, I think it's the refer a friend, the sting of, that's the steed of the winged herald, right?
That's the refer a friend steed, yes.
Some people are having problems getting it. They have referred like 5 friends or something. Go to support.turbine.com if you're having problems with that. And also, the 5-piece bonus for Armor of the Unyielding Rage has been changed. Deviled Egg.
What is an Armor of Unyielding Rage?
That is one of the armor sets. It's the PvP armor set for...
Oh, okay. I thought we talked about this. Is this deja vu?
No, this is a champion one.
Oh, okay. But it's the same kind of idea.
Yeah, same thing. Wild Attack has been changed to... Or the set has been changed... Bonus has been changed to Wild Attack has a 15% chance to make your next Remorseless Strike cost 0 fervor. She said that the five piece bonus... previously used was a little bit too incredibly good.
Sorry, let me say, a little bit too incredibly good.
All right, so what's going on in store news?
The Lore Master Steed is now available if you like girly horses.
Yeah, I haven't seen a great response to this.
It looks like it's wearing a jumper.
Now, I like the scrolls and the books on the back.
The scrolls and the books are okay. I guess the wings are kind of a reference to their animalness, and they have a raven and they have eagles and whatever. Someone in the comments said that the tassels on the eye are functional, that horses do get those, and it helps keep flies out of their eyes, so that's a functional thing. But doesn't it look like it's wearing a jumpsuit? Like it's got its legs through leg holes and it's wearing an actual outfit?
It just looks silly.
Yeah.
It does look like it. Now that you say that, now I see it.
The blue color is fine. The back, I just think the front looks a little strange, but maybe a little looks different if you see it in game. I have not seen it in game yet.
Yeah. The tassels are a little weird.
Well, like I said in the chat, in the comments, somebody said that that's a real thing.
That's a real thing? Okay.
On horses' eyes, keep flies out of their eyes is what they said.
Oh, okay.
So it's a real thing. It looks goofy to us because we're just like, why would you put tassels on a horse's eyes? But apparently it's a real thing. But,
I'm not liking it. I'm going to get if I ever get one for my lore master, it'll be that skeleton one. I've decided after seeing this one, I don't.
You don't think you'd get it? No. Well, this also should be part of their, you know, you buy a war steed, you get the war steed appearance because it's a class horse.
This wasn't one of the ones listed though, was it?
But they said that it would be the class steeds and the steed of night.
Okay.
This is a class steed.
Also, Jamluck in the chat room says, by the way, Starlight Crystals in the store now has a more details link that shows the tooltip of the item and it says level 75. That would put it on a do not buy list for me, I think. I don't know. Just like the Lore Master Steed. Haha. See how I worked that in?
Haha.
No, it's all right. I can see it if you liked the color blue or, you know, this
it's
might.
It's not the color's fine. The pack is fine. It, like I said, just the front looks a little strange with a jumper, or as Ace says in the chat room, the jammies that he's wearing.
My lore master just has a darker theme. Just kind of, you've seen it. Looks like it's got like
he's wrapped in animal furs.
Yeah, he kills his animals.
That's awful.
He's not a nice guy.
He's a bad lore master. He's like, you see this? This was my last saber cat that didn't listen to
me. That's right. All right. So yeah, skeleton Steve definitely for me next time it goes on sale. All right. Also, moving into the weekly store sale, which I appreciate because I totally took advantage of stuff in here.
Oh, did you?
I did. Not that much, but a couple things.
Well, the free sample of the week is back. We have tier 4 relic packs for free. You get one of them with the coupon code RELIC78. It is a level 50 plus item. So if you were lower than that, you probably will not see it in the store to get this. The first coupon for in a month, I'll remind you, you have to put the item in your, you have to put it in your cart and then apply the code. A lot of people just try to apply the code and think that they'll get it it'll apply it. You have to put the item in your cart, apply the code, and then it'll have a cost of 0 and you can finish the transaction.
I totally bought this for my captain. Captain got this one. Well, I bought it. I used it. One per account, which was, makes sense because you don't want to throw relics out to everybody. But yeah, it was good. I liked it. This sale has been the first one where I've seen like this huge wide like selection of, I don't know, maybe. So the next one is stat tomes.
So these are weekly sales. Stat tomes are on sale this week for 20% off.
Have they ever all been on sale at the same time? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I just don't pay attention then.
I think that they used to do them piecemeal like that, but I think it was probably just easier just to turn all stat tomes on sale and let people pick what they want, Instead of just be like, oh, this week we're targeting hunters and burglars with agility sale.
So these add 10 to their respective. You have to buy them in order or use them in order. That's pretty much all. They add 10 to the respective stat. Yeah, 20% off, 236. Virtues are also 20% off.
Yep.
All of them.
So, all of them.
There you go.
Just virtues.
If you hate D grinding like I do and have crappy virtues like I do on my captain and my champion and all the other alts that aren't my guardian, you might want to consider this. Although it gets expensive fast. It does get expensive very fast.
Yeah, it's 20% off, but it's still pretty expensive at 236 if you ask me. Because you're only getting like one.
Now, if they were 6 turbine points each, I would be all over it.
Yeah, 6 turbine points. That's the key price there.
Yeah, the coupon code is never going to happen.
No. Sorry.
It's all right. Also, now this is the one I did take advantage of. 20% off monster and quest XP for 3 hours.
40% off. That's a good sale.
40% off, 57,255. I actually bought some for my warden and for my captain because I know that the dumps would rather me play the warden than the captain because they already have a captain. But they always tell me. Yeah. I always have a captain. Well, it's not their fault either because I keep changing what characters. Like I played the warden and then I played the lore master and now I'm playing the... I said I'd play the champion, but he got up to 75 and then I said I did the captain. Yeah. You can see why playing with me is a pain in the ass.
Anyway... This is 40% off. It's a good sale. It still gets a man just because we don't recommend people rush through the game. This is for somebody like Merrick who has 37 alts and needs to get them all through Moria.
Yes.
It's perfect for him.
Who likes coupons?
Me!
So what is this coupon that's going on here?
So Lotro is trying to up their Facebook likes. So if they get, by Monday, 2,500 likes, on their Facebook page, on Monday, they'll put up a coupon code for 10% off. Now, for every extra 1,000 likes past 250,000, that is, they'll add an additional 1% up to 15%. So if they get 2,055,000 likes by Monday at noon Eastern time, there'll be a coupon code worth 15% off posted to their Facebook.
I say everybody unlike them and we show them that we won't bow down. No, please go and
what?
Do this.
No, this is a free coupon code for liking them. And you do like them because you play the game. So
I do have them liked. If I had more Facebook accounts.
You don't need more Facebook accounts.
They only need 80 more people.
Yeah, they're really close to getting the 2,500. Why can't I say that? 250,000. 250,000.
What is this? The most popular city that likes them is London, England.
London is big into Lotro.
Come on, U.S., let's represent. I love you too, well, UKers.
It's, if it's a city, that's a, you know, America's huge.
That's true. Where's the New York love? Where's the L.A. love? I don't, I'm not, where's our small town in Michigan love?
I think that we are the two people that like it from our small town, honey.
Probably. All right. That's cool, though. I guess if we ever get tired of Michigan, we can move to London, England, and we'd have plenty of people to commiserate with or whatever.
So anyway, is it cool? Whatever. They only need 80 more, and we'll get a 10% off coupon code. I'm down with that.
I am, too. All right. CSTM 3rd Anniversary Celebration is about to start.
Yeah, so we are turning 3. This is going to be our 3rd year of CSTM. And our official first blog post was on August 11th. I think that's right. Yep, August 11th, 2009. And we just have a little post up thanking everybody who's helped us along the way, our writers, our contributors, Middle Earth Network, and all of you who actually listen to us every week, you crazy, crazy people. So thank you guys for keeping us going. 3 years, that's awesome. This is big for us. I also have pictures of Baby Hobbit and how she's growing, and of Merrick and how he's shrinking.
You didn't need to put that up there, but thank you.
Yeah, and it's actually wrong because he weighs himself on Thursdays, and I think I wrote this post on like Monday. And he's actually 90 pounds lost now. Yeah, he's lost an extra 10 pounds since I wrote this.
Well, you didn't credit yourself, though, it appears.
Credit for what? I've made 2 blankies today.
You do.
That's my skills.
You do more for the blog than anybody else does.
Yeah, well.
I was totally going to modify her post, but I knew she would yell at me if I modified her post. I was not allowed to. See, that's how well I know her. I'm not allowed to modify her post. She would kill me. So I didn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So starting next week, we're going to have some giveaways on our blog. So just keep your eyes peeled to the blog. Every Monday, there's going to be a new giveaway each week in the month of August. So we are giving back to you in this way by giving away free stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we'd also have the Lament for Boromir.
It was an excellent post by Pinkfey.
Yes.
Where he is showing, hold on, my link doesn't work. Sorry. First of all, he has a video of somebody performing it, Colin Rudd performing The Lament for Boromir. And then he's got the lyrics from Tolkien in here. So Tolkien actually wrote an actual lament. Oh, that scared me.
Through Rowan, over fen and field, where the long grass grows, the west wind comes walking, and about the walls it goes. What news from the west, oh wandering wind, do you bring to me tonight? Have you seen Boromir the Tall by moon or by starlight? I saw him ride over 7 streams, over waters wide and gray.
Yeah, it's a nice tune.
So I encourage you to check this out. It was an excellent article by Pinkfey. And there was some big discussion on this as well, talking about Boromir between our commenters there. So you want to check it out, whether they think Boromir is an actual hero or not.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It was a good, it's a good conversation going on there.
Okay. Also in community news, well, we mentioned the Jukebox Heroes Sip, Justin Olivetti interviews Chance Thomas. There's also the Children's Room Decorating by Landerville Style.
Yeah, and the Landerville Style blog, landervillestyle.wordpress.com, they have a cute little article. And she references Kia a while ago made a children's room post for decoration ideas. And they took this and they've made their own ideas, which I think is fantastic. So I think you should check this out. Some really cute, like sailor type rooms with fishes and sea stuff. And it's cute.
It's very cool. Also, theguildlife.com is having a voting session. And one of the options is the most passionate fan base where Lord of the Rings Online is mentioned. So go over there, vote for Lord of the Rings Online as having the most passionate fan base.
Hooray.
Make Turbine proud. Or us proud. Or the community proud.
The community proud.
There we go. Speaking of the community, this week's poll was revamping older systems. The poll suggestions idea was sent to us by Tosaf of Silverload concerning the older systems being enhanced for a cost similar to the barter wallet. Tosaf suggested a price point of $9.95 DP, but Golden Star modified the question to just ask if you'd be willing to pay for certain enhancements.
Yeah, so we had 1,017 votes on this poll. 55% said housing revamp is what they'd like. 15% said none. 10% said kinship revamp. 9% say PVMP skirmishes in either new or existing skirmishes. 7% said a mail revamp. 3% said elite rank 9 plus PVMP map. And 1% said other.
Interesting. I like to see that the housing revamp is 55%. That's crazy.
Well, and the thing is that we've got an article, links to us. I'll put those in the show notes too. Like, there's an idea post on this on the forums. We got this sent to us by a user where, did we talk about this last week?
We talked about it before.
Yeah, where there's all these ideas that they can monetize on the house, that we can buy additions to our house. There's no reason to, you know, not to. I would totally buy additions for my house.
I agree.
There's one article I forgot to mention this week. Is we had one from Andang as well. I forgot to put it in the show notes. It's about the Lord of the Rings musical Fellowship. And he's got a video with like the trailer for it. It's totally cute.
It is.
I watched more than one. I watched the one that he posted, and then I totally went and watched more of them because I thought they were adorable.
Oh, that's funny.
So I'll put that in the show notes as well.
And with that, I think we'll head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, Gail, a.k.a. Sigala, writes, I've been trying to comment on the blog at items at CSDM, and I frequently get taken to the screen that says, cheating, huh? When I try to submit them, and I don't understand why.
I'm crapping now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's the show title. I'm using the same name and address in the post that has been used and successfully moderated previously. The web address is left blank because I don't have one. The comment is significant length. Anyway, can you shed any light on the problem and point me to a solution, please? We do not know.
So I know. There's no error I can find. I've tried Googling. You're not the first one to have this problem. All I can wonder is, you know, do you have a login to Middle Earth Network? Are you using that? Or are you just trying to type in your name? It sounds like you're typing in your name.
Sounds
and your
like
address.
Yeah, just typing a name and address.
I have no idea what would, because before when this happened, the person actually sent me, they copied and pasted what they were trying to send and what was being called cheating. And there was nothing. I mean, there's no swear words. There was no links. There was nothing that I don't know what cheating means. So I have no idea. This is a question for Middle Earth Network, not for us.
Yeah, we forwarded it on to Middle Earth Network, but we would like you to let Middle Earth Network know if you're having these problems. We do not know what would cause that.
It was good that you put that in the show notes, though, so we can make sure that everybody knows that we know we're stupid.
Well, a lot of people don't talk about if they have problems, so I want to get out in the open. I want people to talk about their issues.
Okay. Oli of the Vilya server writes, I just want to say that I love Merrick's plugin reviews and was wondering if you were coming out with any more anytime soon. I think that they're a good way to figure out what some plugins do and if you need them. If you do come out with some more videos, I would be very happy. I'm a big fan of your podcast and of Baby Hobbit.
No! Yeah, I'll do some more. I totally will.
He's been saying that for a while, though, because I've been asking him to do it and other people have asked him to do it. And we'll see.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you haven't been doing it.
Well, yeah, because people are asking and no, that doesn't make sense.
Nope.
All right. Salith writes, "Hi, I'm Salith from Rittermark Server. I've been following your blog for a long time now. I'm mostly a rater and remember when you guys made a review of some plugins. I'm actually working on a plugin that can make the rating easier for everyone when people are new to the raid or instance. It's intended to be, well, good for skirmishes as well. At this moment, I have an alpha version working and testing for feedback. He tells me he has a finished guide for Ostdunhoth, and I encourage you to give it a try yourself and see how the OD raid wings look. So I've got a link to that. He's also sending the mail because he needs screenshots for the debuffs. So if people can send him the screenshots, he has a mail that you can send it to him. He needs help. And a lot of these... Well, see, in World...
An email, you mean.
Yeah, he has an email address.
M-A-L-E.
Yeah.
He has a mail.
Oh, okay. So one of the things... that is hard about LOTRO is that compared to like World of Warcraft, where people are able to get into the files and grab the debuff information themselves, including the icons and stuff, LOTRO is all encrypted and
it's not open like that.
Yeah, so. You can't mine it for that kind of data. So he needs help. So if you are a raider, he would appreciate that. And we will post a link to his plugin as well for you guys to test.
Tiki, a brand new one writes, "Hey guys, I love the podcast and I was wondering if you could help me get the word out about something. I've set up an open Mumble voice chat server for the Brand New Wine community to use. Right now, the server is just temporary to see if people are interested in the idea. Although I'm targeting the Brand New Wine community, it's not limited to just that server. Everyone is welcome, whether they are in-game or out. Details can be found on the Brand New Wine forums, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And we also have all the server information. So thank you, Tiki. We are promoting your community voice chat initiative, and hopefully people will take you up on it."
Okay.
Player achievements?
Player achievements. Moving on to player achievements this week.
We didn't have very whole lot.
No.
I think there was like, what, six?
Seven. Seven.
So I don't know if people just not interested or other posts got them distracted.
I don't know. With Salith writes, "I killed OD Ivar."
You just read Salith's email too.
Yeah, I killed OD Ivar in a new order, and that is 16 of 24. I also finished my OD guide for the strategies plugin. Now is time to develop DN guide, make BG a little bit better, and start with the TOO guide. Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
Edroden Belagamigal writes, "I made my way into Lothlorien, destroyed some orcs in Tuckborough with some kinmates of Defenders of Helm's Deep, got some new cosmetic skirmish gear, trying to hit 60 before next week."
All right. Thurin Fear writes, "Leveled Gilvan Beam, 27 captain, and Azlaran, 37 champion, both on Landerville. 7.5 for World of Tanks is up though, so might make some time for creeping."
And Kasmin writes, "Hi, I've been working on my leveling Fiorwin. Sorry, Kasmin. My level 55 runekeeper on Elendilmir, who is now in Eastern Moria. And Elric, my 57 warden, who's in Moria on Landerval. They are very different. Once she got over 50, she became dangerous. And at 54, she's downright lethal. The warden is more indestructible, but his DPS is no way close to hers. I'm trying to complete metalsmith work for my level 75 guardian, Tolkien. With my first two characters, I never realized that you had to get two tiers of mastery in crafts, so I got them both up to master in their guilds, but not to master in all the tiers of their crafts. So Tolkien is completing that now. Once done with Supreme, he can start making crafted relics. Have a great week."
I say we read the rest of the three. Why not?
Yeah, it's three more. Okay.
Lim writes, "Finally finished all my Moria instance deeds on my 75 RK Limerin and got the Nimble Black Goat and the title Savior Moria." That is
awesome.
Awesome. That's wow. That's amazing. "Yay for deed grinding. Lol. Gotta have something to work on these slow days before the new expansion drops. What meta deed should I tackle next? Lim, Creations of Light Gladden."
Haggis writes, "With the recent advancement of my warden, I have 9 tunes, all classes at level 75. Dwarf Silverkin, Great Company, Haggis, Ahara, Barrendolf, Hila, Rimmel, Stelmar, Steno, Trullo, and Zeltar.
And I'll say it backwards.
No, I'm done. I got through it, sort of. All are, what's WF, Master?
All are, I don't know.
WF Master and Guild Master Craftsman. WF Master.
Oh, Western, S.
What's the F?
What's Westfold? Westfold.
Oh, thank you. Almost finished Dunland Isengard areas. I need to get the Haggis Platoon into the Great River Zone, but I recently started creeping.
All right. Skotend writes, I've been all over the place in Lothra this week, deed grinding with my 75 hunter, nudging my minstrel closer to the level cap in preparation for Rohan, he's at 68 now, and giving my burglar and champion a whirl because it's been so long since the last time. Tedious as it can be at times, the deed grinding's been more enjoyable than I expected. It's fun to run around a good 30 or 40 levels above everything else and slaughtering everything in sight. Not to mention, it's letting me explore more and see things I haven't seen in a while, if at all. Skotend of Silverload.
Woo! Player achievements!
Alright, so we already mentioned Austin, but thank you again for donating. We appreciate it, and thanks to everybody for tuning in and listening. How could people contact us if they would like to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available to follow on Twitter and Facebook and Google+. Please leave us a review on iTunes or in the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. And I promise next week I'll look at it. I didn't have time to look this week. Listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
So Elidor says, yeah, wow, quick show tonight. It was kind of a quick show tonight. We're actually about 10 minutes short than we usually are.
Are we? Because it says 10:24. That's like 6 minutes short to me.
Well, okay. Well, 6 minutes, six, eight.
I can talk for six more minutes. Let me tell you about the monkey pajamas that I'm sewing for Baby Honda.
We're done with Lotro News if you want to turn off.
I'm making monkey pajamas.
Adam says, tell a story about 3 years ago. Okay. All right. So here's a little known fact. When we first started, we had one microphone and we shared.
No, we bought two.
Did we buy two?
We went to the music store. No, our very first episode, it sounds like crap in a basket smothered in poo sauce.
Yeah, those were on like headset.
Those
mics.
Were on like junky headset mics, like $2 ones from like Walmart. They were right. Crap. And we decided, okay, we're going to try this for real. So we went to Marshall Fields.
Yes.
And bought two mics.
Yes.
And then we also ordered a mixer, I think, on Amazon. And that was all we bought.
Yeah, you can deal with a headset. You don't, I have got articles out there and. In my opinion, but yeah, and there's podcasting sets you can buy if you're just doing it yourself and you want a mixer. I think there's like $100 if you look it up. There's like $100 set where it has like a two input mixer and one microphone and stuff. But yeah, we started off with two mics, but we recorded off air. And poor
we didn't record on air for like a year. We were terrified to do the live show.
Poor Golden Star.
I was absolutely no.
I was such a perfectionist when we first started. It took me 4 hours to edit.
And the first show was like 20 minutes.
The first show, yeah. And we were shooting for a half hour. And poor Golden Star. If somebody made a mistake or if somebody said something and we had to start over, I would get so mad. All the time.
Yeah.
We had so many fights.
We had so many fights. It was so good that we were not live because it was he was like, "Bah, why'd you say that?" I'm just like, "I'm just talking, dude. It's going to be fine."
And I'm like, I'll run that filter and we're done. I'm not. She's like, I wish you would have edited like the coughing out or something. I'm like, nobody cares. Like, nah, I don't think so. Bloop, bloop. Podcast done. other end of the spectrum now.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is too, is I really push him to get it done by the next day.
Well, and we're also a lot more experienced with it. We don't do as many mistakes. One thing I would like
to go, better at talking, sort of.
Yeah. Is that I know that there are a lot of like Twit and CNET, they have cough kill buttons where it kills their mics.
Yeah.
I'd like to get that for us. I'd like to see how
would I do that?
What do you, I don't know. It's got to be some kind of
Cause my mic is plugged in way over there.
Yeah, I would have to be like, there's got to be like smaller cords or something.
Like, well, like know. If you listen to like Nerdist, then he has a couple guests on and they see the cough button and they say that it makes them want to cough. It's suggestive.
They want picture. Adam Kirkman wants a picture of the monkey PJs.
When I get them done, right now it's just kind of a half done shirt.
Eva asks, do you have channel mutes on the board? I do, but I'd like to get one especially for her. I can do it. I mute myself.
He can mute himself. I have no access to anything.
She's on like, okay, so we have two tables facing each other in this very small room. And
yeah, and I hate this setup, by the way.
I know you do. I'll get to working on that thing downstairs. But no, she has, like, she would have to be Plastic Man or... to order
what's that elastic
that. Elastic Man
is that what he's called
a, there's rubber
Mr.
There's,
Fantastic
yeah Mr. Fantastic there's also Elastic Man and,
is there really an Elastic Man
yeah Plastic Man too
what does Plastic Man do
just the same thing as Elastic Man I don't know why they're called the same thing one of them I'm serious they're both the same ways Obidum says we need a producer well once Baby Hobbit gets old enough. What do you think she's going to do? She's going to take my spot and I'm going to be the producer.
Ta-da!
It's going to be the Golden Star Baby Hobbit show. And chat room, you don't need to start cheering as soon as you hear that. I know you're on a delay. well, that's pretty much it. I mean, now it's just everything's pretty much automatic. Although tonight I had to use the sound effects on my computer because Baby Hobbit requisitioned my iPad and I did not charge hers overnight. So,
oh, okay.
Although she's probably asleep right now.
Yes. We made a new blankie.
I could have used the laptop, but that laptop that I have for
Which
Skype.
Which one? The one I'm using?
No, the one I have for Skype.
Oh.
Its power cord died.
Isn't it just a little netbook? What's wrong with all the extra cords we have around here?
I don't know. I could find some. I'm sure. Anyway. Madrick asks, isn't there already a GSBH show? Yes, there is, actually. If you go to Cinch, there's a Cinchcast and there's Baby Hobbit.
Well, there was that one time that you were sick and right. Baby Hobbit was my guest host.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was like the best episode ever. I love that episode.
And then we do like little teeny recordings called the Baby Hobbit Cast. I do it from my iPhone. There's an app. And she just talks into it, mostly about Spider-Man. She talks a lot about Spider-Man. And she talks a lot about Sophie, our boy cat.
Our boy cat, who is a girl, if you ask her.
Yeah, I tried again to tell her. I'm like, well, do you want to give Sophie a new name? Because Sophie's a boy. No, Sophie's not a boy. Sophie's a girl.
Yeah, you can't help. You can't tell her that. She doesn't like that.
She didn't cry this time, but she just tells me no.
She just thinks you're silly.
She just thinks that I'm just trying to play a joke on her. No, you don't understand. Mom. Sophie's a girl. No, Sophie's really a boy. But Sophie's so happy to be inside that Sophie don't care.
All right, so I think that concludes it. We're at 58. I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in, downloading, streaming, and thank you for putting up with this rambling at the... The latest I got.
You could have stopped.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't make you listen.
Sure. Yep. All right. Talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.